This is the Mike McFeely Show. It is 3:37 on the mighty 790 KFGO. Again, if you have a road report to give us, you certainly can. 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. Or you can text message us. Be sure to pull over. Don't be texting and driving anytime, but especially not in rough road conditions. Give us a text message to 35270. Please include the word Mike so I know it is directed at me. At the 3 o'clock hour, start of the 3 o'clock hour, Brooks Johnson from the Minnesota Deer Hunters, Bow Hunters Association, joined us for a quick interview, and Brooks certainly showed his passion about trying to increase deer numbers in Minnesota, and he was quite critical of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Well, we have somebody from the Minnesota DNR on right now to, I guess, maybe counter some of the things that Brooks said, and I want to welcome in Leslie McEnany. She is the Big Game Program Coordinator for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Good afternoon, Leslie. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Leslie. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good,
how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on the program. Okay.
Sure.
Brooks Johnson was on the program 15, 20 minutes ago, Leslie, and he essentially said that there are far too few deer in Minnesota, and specifically in some areas of Minnesota, they are down 70% or more, and he blames this directly on management from the Minnesota DNR. Is that fair criticism of the Department of Natural Resources?
Well, first off, I don't know where he'd be getting that down 70%. Our population certainly isn't down 70%. It has been brought down since the 2005 through 2007 goal setting process in certain areas. In some permit areas, the population's actually increased, but overall, we have seen the population decline, but it's nowhere near 70%.
Is it too low?
Well, that's a question of interests. Certainly, from Brooks's perspective, and many others, perhaps, they'd like to see more deer out there. But we have to manage deer and other natural resources for the citizens of the state, and there are a lot of perspectives that need to be considered when you're looking at deer numbers. Certainly, hunter satisfaction is one component of that, but the impact of deer on the landscape in terms of their browsing impacts and safety concerns and all sorts of factors need to be weighed in. Their impacts on other species need to be considered. So, there's a balance, and there's not one specific number that you can point to that saying that's the right number we should be working towards.
One of the more critical things that Brooks said, and I'm sure you're aware of this because there was a story in the Star Tribune this morning that included information from you, Leslie, was that in the stakeholders meeting when the DNR was talking about dropping deer numbers 25%, Brooks claims there were auto industry executives or representatives in the stakeholders meeting, and that pressure was brought to bear on the DNR by the auto insurance industry and by big agriculture to reduce deer numbers far lower than what was being made public. Is that true? Were there auto insurance industry representatives in the stakeholders meeting or big ag interests in the stakeholders meeting? And did they have an influence on the numbers of the deer population?
Well, to be clear, I wasn't involved in the last process. I wasn't there, but my understanding, I don't believe, looking at who was involved, I don't believe necessarily there was anybody specifically representing the auto insurance industry, if that's what they're looking for, and big farms. Certainly there were farmers represented, but the vast majority of people on those teams were hunters. They may have been hunters who also happened to be farmers or also happened to be foresters, but, there were folks that were representing some of the big organizations related to deer hunting in the state that were on those teams as well. So I certainly would disagree that hunters were not well represented on those teams.
Leslie McEnany is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. She's the Big Game Program Coordinator for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. How often are deer populations, as Brooks said, recalibrated? How are those numbers calculated? How are they recalibrated? Because again, and I don't mean to keep having to make you respond to everything he said, but he did say that he thought that the recalibration process was taking far too long and that it was going to take far too long for the deer numbers to be bumped back up again in Minnesota, at least to his satisfaction. How often does that happen? What's the process, Leslie?
Well, we have a process where we are annually estimating deer populations in all of the permit areas throughout the state. And that's been a scientifically reviewed process. It's been published in scientific journals. And one thing that we do when we're using simulated modeling to estimate numbers is we go back and recalibrate. So we take some independent estimates of populations. In the forest transition zone, which runs sort of from northwestern Minnesota all the way down to the southeast, we recalibrate using aerial surveys. We use different techniques in different parts of the state depending on how visible deer are, because that influences how we can take those independent estimates and make those independent estimates. But we are, you know, every year there are portions of the state that we're recalibrating, and certainly if our models start showing demonstrating some error or drifting somewhat, we'll be focusing on those permit areas that seem to need to be revisited, or area managers are questioning what the numbers are looking like, or harvest trends don't seem to jive. We also compare those estimates with a number of other indicators, for example, harvest trends or buck harvest, and we've got a number of factors that we look at when we're, you know, kind of getting a sense of how comfortable we are with our population estimates.
Is this sour grapes on the part of some deer hunters who haven't been getting their deer recently or aren't seeing enough deer?
I wouldn't say it's sour grapes. I certainly appreciate their engagement and in the discussion, and I think it does make sense to revisit population goals. We have gotten most of the permit areas, 80% of them are classified at goal, so we've met the trajectory that people looked at. The goals are not densities. That's one important thing to focus on. The goals were whether we want to increase the population or decrease, and kind of to what extent, a little bit, a lot. So those were our goals. We never actually numbered densities. But certainly, if we're at goal and people are looking around and thinking, you know, this isn't what we envisioned when we set those goals, yes, we should be revisiting them.
Okay. Leslie, thank you. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Good stuff.
You bet. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Leslie Mack and Enley. She's the big game program coordinator for the Minnesota DNR.